Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jay. How may I assist you today?
My name is Mylon Robinson, and I tried using your service, and when I got into it and seen what it was and seen what it said when I pulled up, went to the next frame, I decided that it was not for us. So I called and talked to, I think it was a Jay Sullivan, and told him that I was not going to pay because I did not want to use your services, because what it was is not what I thought it was. And so he told me, I think the way he put it, that I should contact customer service, and that I told him I already disputed the charges with my credit card company, and that they said that I should get a hold of you and get you to put through a credit, and if you won't do it, then we will send through a non-payment on the account. So I'm calling you to see if you got, if you've done anything, or if I had to call you to get something done. Now I got a request number here, and I'm not sure
Can I
who
get your
wrote
zip
this,
code,
but
please?
48893. It's Betty Jean Robinson is who it was for.
Thank you for that. Give me one second while I try and locate that account.
I got a number here, 39568. I don't know what that number's for. I got a
I
receipt
believe
number
I've
though.
located an account for security purposes. Can you please verify your address?
1104 El Camino Grande in Wademan, Michigan, 48893.
Thank you for that. And in case we get disconnected, is the number we're speaking on now area code 989-330-3180 a good callback number in case we get disconnected?
Yes, it is.
Thank you for that. Now, I do show where you were charged the $69 for the to with the safety class with us to be able to apply for the New Hampshire non-resident conceal and carry permit. Now, I do show where it looks like you had emailed in stating that you had disputed the charges for the $69 prior with your bank, sir. Was that correct?
Yes, I did that.
And now we would need you to contact your financial institution, request that they initiate a three-way call with us, the merchant. And once you, us, and them would all be on the line at the same time, and we were able to verify that that dispute had
I
been
don't.
dropped at that time, we could assist with issuing a full refund off that charge.
Well, it shows that the charge went through. I just looked today, and I don't have any idea how to do a three-way call.
That's why you would need to contact the financial institution that you have that card with and request that they initiate a three-way call with us, the merchant. And then once you, us, and them would all be online at the same time, we'd be able to further assist you at that time, sir.
You guys are being a pain in the ass over this, and I think it's damn near fraudulent what you're trying to do here.
Telling you what we would need to have done so we could assist with issuing a full refund off that charge, sir.
Okay, I'm going to try that, but I'm not very happy with dealing with you folks. I'm here to tell you that. Okay, bye.
And thank you for calling customer support and have a good day. Bye-bye.